Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Staff, the show where we talk a daf less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Beya, Beitza 23. Rav Yehuda talks about that an unattended malacha is prohibited because we should do what we can to make sure to rest on the Shabbos. A Braisa taught Rav Shimon says a person may drag a bed, chair, or bench as long as he does not intend to make a furrow. Therefore, the Mishnah, which prohibits dragging a wagon on the ground because of the possibility of incidentally making a furrow, must follow Rav Yehuda's stringent opinion. The idea being we should do what we can to rest as much on Shabbos. Yeah, this might be allowed technically. This might be okay technically to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but it's not really in the spirit of the day. It's not really in the best interest of what we should be doing in the day. The flavor of the day, the spirit of the day, we really should be resting as much as possible. Yeah, maybe it's not such a big deal to throw this ball or throw that ball, but if it's just you or your kids are older or people are out of the house, so what are we doing here? If it's little kids, it's a different story, maybe. But in general, we should do what we can to have the right spirit of the day, the right flavor of the day, resting as much as possible, even trying to avoid those unintended things, those unintended consequences as much as possible, to fully bask in the day, to fully appreciate the day, and to fully have peacefulness in the day itself. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 24 here on the TTD.